the ag part of it now? Do we know if that's a mistake? That actually benefits her because it's taxless.
It benefits her because it's lower.
But I'm just asking.
It isn't taxless. She charged on that.
In the future, what we're supposed to do is anything 10 acres or over for ag, and then she would have to have livestock, like a cow or something on a person's property showing
sure.
she's got ag. So that's a huge break.
That's a mistake. That's a benefit to her. Okay. Does the board have any questions about this?
Yeah, because in 22 I wasn't charged ag, but this year I am.
I mean, it complies with the statute regarding 15% increase because there was a physical inspection that went out there, so and we've got a valuation that is significantly less than the
value paid.
But even if she paid that value, looking at that area, is that still in line?
I believe it is.
Huh?
I believe it is, yes. From what I pulled and looked at, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
is there any other questions by the board?
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Do we have any motions?
Make a motion to be denied.
Have a second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, Linda, we denied the motion, and the reason being is that primarily is that the assessed value is well below the value of your property. Okay.
What about the agriculture? I'm getting charged agriculture, and I never was.
Well, we understand, and that'll get corrected. But what we were saying is, it benefits you because the agriculture is less taxed less than what the residential.
It ain't
would be.
That I got taxed agriculture along with residential.
Right.
I got taxed both of them last year. It was only residential.
Right, and so if it were only residential, it would actually be more than it is right now with the agricultural. So it's benefiting you is what I'm saying that they did. They made that mistake, but they can't do anything about it this year. They'll have to do it on the next assessment year if they're going to do something. But it benefits you, so you're paying less.
Why does it benefit me?
Because ag is assessed at a lower value than residential.
In other words, if they put the whole thing at residential, you'd be at a higher tax rate right. than it would be. Now you've got part of your property is agricultural, and that's taxed less. So that's why I'm saying it benefits you. But
on the reasons back there, it says, you know, I didn't have an add-on. I didn't have all this stuff on the reasons. So
there wasn't
a reason to add that on.
And I don't think that they added a wall. Nothing was added. We believe you. There's no wall been added. I think
right.
it's just
and
a question of
survey.
Of it was improperly sketched the last time that an assessor went out there and evaluated it. So they've just added the wall to make it correct. But I'd still say we really appreciate you coming in and talking to us and making sure we know about the issues. But we feel like that the house is worth well more than what you've got it assessed at right now.
Which is really going by, like she said, she was in the real estate, so she's charging me for what I paid for it, so now I got to pay more since I paid more for it.
Well, we're not, that's a factor we consider, but we're just considering it too, just as the, based on the pictures and everything else about it and the valuation that's been given. You've been very fortunate and been taxed at a pretty low rate for a while.
I just bought it last year. I couldn't have got taxed.
Well, no, it wasn't you. Let's put it that way. The previous owner got the benefit, but you're right.
So I need to go to the next meeting. So how do I do that?
If you want to appeal our decision,
right.
You can go to the State Tax Commission. You don't have to appear with the State Tax Commission in person, but you can. But that's certainly not around here. But that should be on your form, or we can make sure when you get the decision back from us, it will tell you what your rights are to do that. Okay?
So I just wait and do it then, huh?
Right. But we do appreciate you coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, on to BOE number 146, is that right, guys?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
We have Kevin
and Tammy.
Kevin and Tammy Riley. It looks like a teleconference. Point lookout. Let's pull this up before we call.
This is a property with a garage on it that abuts their property with their house.
I don't think the hog the physical files over here, guys, if you want to have them.
No, you're fine.
Two parcels, right?
I think this garage at one time was part of Wilshire Condos, and it's been sold off because it adjoins their property.
Okay. When did they purchase it?
2017.
Purchase date 2017. So they've had this mm-hmm. for 6 years.
I wonder if the building was on there, though, when they bought it.
What was your question? I'm sorry.
I said I wonder if the building was on there when they bought it. I was looking at the valuations on here. Okay, so they added. In 2018, it looks like.
It says it in 2018.
Completed in 2018, okay.
So on your computers, you can see where that colored eval is. It shows who owned it when.
That's what
so
I was looking
like,
at.
Because he put down he paid for land, and then in 2017, built the building.
Has it just not been assessed since he added that building in 2018?
It has been assessed, but it wasn't correctly assessed, so... We went out and redid it.
Okay. All right, let's make the phone call and we'll hear from him.
Kevin,
David Akers, Chairman of the Taney County BOE. I'm here with the rest of the board members, and we're calling in. Is this a good time?
Yeah, David.
Okay. Kevin, we've taken a little look at your property here, but I'd like you to tell me what you're contesting, basically, and what the issue is. Is it basically just straight valuation, or the price, or the increase in value that was assessed?
Yes, I had called, not been a Kane County taxpayer for real estate tax for 30 years. You know,
sure.
And I've never made a call to the assessor's office. You know, gone along, everything's been fine. But on this particular piece of property, it was just, it seemed odd to me that from 2018, it's run from around $200 to, I think the last one was $247. When I received a notice that previous year had a 3.3% increase, more than reasonable, I thought. But this year, my projected tax jumped to $407, which represented a 65% increase, and there had been no material change to the building structure. Haven't added water, sewer. It's basically a garage that I have on a lot. And so when I did call the assessor's office, very nice gentleman reviewed that with me and said that he knew the assessor would not make any adjustment to that. And I said, well, okay. He did explain I had the opportunity to be heard from the Board of Equalization, so I don't have any specific information since there's been no material change. Mine is strictly that it's such a dramatic increase. I guess I wanted an explanation on why it was so high.
All right. Kevin, let me go, unless you have something else right now, I'm going to go ahead and let the assessor talk about this and see if we can understand why the value went up.
Okay.
Okay, so this is in Hollister, and just so you know, we just reassessed all of Hollister. We concentrated on doing one school district area in order for the levies
to be
rolled back. Okay. On this one, it was discovered that this garage had been incorrectly assessed, and they've reassessed it, and our overall value on this property is $39,229.
Kevin, can you hear the assessor?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. These are the numbers in our CAMA system that came out. One of his garage doors is an RV garage door, so it's an extra tall. The numbers came out where they are. Obviously, we were off on his land because on his appeal, he even says the land was 17.5. We've got it 5,000. So I do believe we are correct in our value. I put an example of a metal building. I don't know if he's insulated or not or has water. We do know it has electricity. We believe the value is correct at the 39.
Okay, so your position is that it was incorrectly evaluated prior to this?
Right.
Do you know the last time that somebody went out there and looked at that prior to this time?
Yeah, I can look. So I'm going to say the last time they went out was... It looks like they went out back in 2018 or 19 because the numbers for the taxes vary because of the levies. And then also, we had an index increase. So he was residential. Let me see here.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and ask a question?
Right. He was residential. I remember we had an index increase back in 21 also. So that would have accounted for that change. So he's not been assessed since 2018.
Okay, it looks like the last time he was assessed was 2018. Have you heard the explanation, Kevin? Do you want to respond to that?
Well, I caught most of that, if I'm hearing correctly, what she